That's the sound of the singer Khaled, who has often been described as the Algerian Elvis. He's one of the headline artists at this year's United Islands Music Festival, which begins in Prague on Friday. It runs for over a week, but in an unusual twist, takes place at three different locations, each venue focusing on a different area of music. David Gajdečka is one of the festival's organizers.
Jsme si říkali, že v Praze je přes léto relativně nuda, divadla mají zavřeno, kluby se zavírají.
We decided to start it because Prague is relatively boring in the summer, with theaters and clubs closing their doors. We chose to hold it on three islands because you don't disturb people and you can have music all day. And the different styles mean people can really choose to listen to their own kind of music.
The first island is Strzelecki Ostrov, with the accent on world and folk music. The second is the nearby Slavanski Ostrov, where you can hear jazz and blues. And the last is Branitska Loka, which isn't actually an island, though it is near the river. But United Islands isn't the only big music fest taking place in the Czech Republic this summer. The British group Franz Ferdinand are one of the main attractions at August's Love Planet, which this year takes place not in Tábor, but at Prague's Výstaviště. The other main headlines are Pet Shop Boys. Outside the capital, there are many, many other music festivals, with the best known perhaps August's open-air festival in Trutnov, which began as an underground gathering back in 1987. Another huge fest outside Prague is Rock for People, which takes place in Český Brod at the start of July. The biggest name there is Manu Chao. Otherwise, there are dozens and dozens of other smaller festivals, ranging from hip-hop camps to folk music events to house music at a castle in South Moravia. And this year's Czech Tech should pass relatively peacefully. The organisers have just signed a contract to hold it on army land near Karlovy Vary at the end of July.
Thank you, Ian.